Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, the Democrats are on the verge of impeachment. We tell you what the media is missing. We go into the new FISA news and we touch on the big spending bill that was passed by Congress and is heading to the president's desk. We got all the insights. So right now, if you guys want to ask us a question, take out your phone, type in freedom@charliekirk.com and send us an email, freedom@charliekirk.com. Make sure you guys are actually subscribed to the Charlie Kirk Show. Type in Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast provider, press subscribe, and leave us a five-star review. We have an Ask Me Anything coming up tomorrow. Make sure you guys are subscribed. Go download as many episodes as you can. Make sure your friends do the same. This is Charlie Kirk, host of the Charlie Kirk Show. We got an action-packed one for you right here. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Charlie Kirk Show. We are live here in Palm Beach on the heels of our Turning Point USA Student Action Summit. And if you are in the local area of Florida, it's probably too late for you to come. I'm half kidding, of course. You can go to tpusa.com/SAS, tpusa.com/SAS. So we might have a couple very big speakers in addition to Ben Shapiro, Dan Crenshaw, Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, and so many others, tpusa.com/SAS. Something is about to happen that's only happened twice in American history. In fact, you might be listening to this podcast as it happens. So we're going to talk about we're going to talk and do this episode. As we're doing this on the eve of the next day of this happening, as if it's already happened, because that's basically the assumption. It's not every day that the House of Representatives vote for impeachment. In fact, this has only happened twice in American history, twice previously, with Bill Clinton and Andrew Johnson. It's significant enough for us to cover, but it's also so unbelievably beyond ridiculous. And every American should ignore it, and basically most Americans are ignoring this. And this is such an interesting moment for our country's history, and there's something that I find to be so unbelievable about this, because the president's supposed to be deflated. We talked about in a previous episode of the Charlie Kirk Show, Bill Clinton during impeachment would be eating cake. No, I'm not kidding. He used to tell his staff, bring me cake, bring me chocolate cake. In fact, we found that quote in a previous episode of the Charlie Kirk Show. Nixon was drunk, right? He was drunk all throughout the White House during the kind of impeachment clamoring, and again, for all of your smart aleck liberal relatives this Christmas season, they might say, oh, Nixon was impeached. Nixon was never impeached. He resigned from office. He was on the verge of getting impeached, but he was never impeached. And it just seems what's so amazing is the president seems to actually kind of be enjoying this. Is that fair to say? The president seems to be relishing in this moment. And no one wants impeachment on their resume. And you've heard the president say that before. He says, who would want this on their resume? Who wants to actually go through this to the extent that he has? But you got to give him credit for the relentless optimism. And, you know, I heard someone say this, and Teflon Don is what they call him. It seems as if Teflon Trump, no matter what you throw at him, it just doesn't stick. He just gets more powerful. His base gets bigger. And I could tell you from personal experience, there are people that have been coming up to me and they say, Charlie, I didn't support the president in 2016, but I am going to crawl through broken glass in the middle of a hurricane to go vote for this president. And you see his base get stronger and stronger. And there's something about that, though, that I think a lot of people are missing. And I want you to hold on to that thought. But just one second. Hey, it's mid-December and every game in the NFL means so much more. There's so much on the line for playoff implications. Our good friends, of course, at betonline.ag, and don't forget that promo code podcast1, they give you the opportunity to get in on the action. So if you guys think you guys know all the sports picks, college football, even NBA action, but especially NFL, this is the place to do it. I love watching late season NFL football where you got these teams that are right on the bubble that are playing super hard that are just trying to make the playoffs. We got Buffalo at New England. I love the Patriots. I love Tom Brady. He's the greatest quarterback in NFL history. People say Drew Brees is. I say that's a joke, okay? Drew Brees is fine. He's a good quarterback, okay? He's above average. Producer Connor thinks he's pretty good. All I can say is Brady does not have enough fingers on one hand to be able to wear all the rings. Tom Brady's the best quarterback in NFL history. And in the history of the sport, Drew Brees, still very impressive what he's done. I put him up in probably the top 15 quarterbacks of all time. Johnny Unitas is up there. Steve Young. Can't forget Troy Aikman. Troy Aikman was unbelievable. Dan Marino might have been probably the top five greatest quarterbacks. The guy was unbelievable. Brett Favre, I think Brett Favre, just from a competitive standpoint, unbelievable. He had a spirit about him, a relentlessness about him. Never quit. I wish Brett Favre was still playing. I really do. He was just so much fun to watch. And I think Brett Favre used to have the record for both most touchdowns and interceptions ever thrown. No one deserved to be in Canton, New York, NFL Hall of Fame, more than Brett Favre. But you guys might say, hey, I don't like Brett Favre. I'm a Vikings fan. Sorry about that. Don't really know how to square that circle. But I'm kidding. Some of my cousins are huge Vikings fans, and they love their Vikings up there. But anyway, Green Bay plays Minnesota on Monday night. You got Kansas City at Chicago, New Orleans at Tennessee, the Rams at San Francisco. So visit betonline.ag. Don't forget that promo code podcast1. I like the Niners. I like New Orleans. I like the Chiefs to beat my Bears. And I like the Vikings to beat Green Bay. If you guys disagree, go to betonline.ag. Don't forget that promo code podcast1. So here's the thing that everyone's missing about this whole impeachment nonsense, which is there's a huge debate about, well, should we have a short trial? Should we have a long trial? We'll get into that later in the show. But the thing that everyone is missing is that President Trump only gets stronger the more criticism that is thrown at him. So as the left thought that he would give up, the left thought that he would surrender to the forces of the American left, he only becomes more powerful and his base grows and grows and grows. I want you to imagine this. Could you imagine Richard Nixon on the heels of impeachment? Could you imagine Bill Clinton on the heels of impeachment going to a state like Michigan, and he has a rally in Michigan, and he might be doing some other events this week. We don't know. He might be doing some other very, very big events, but we'll see what happens. Imagine him going to these events and drawing thousands and thousands. Could you imagine Bill Clinton drawing thousands of people, tens of thousands of people? President Trump will be going to Battle Creek, Michigan, December either 18th or 19th. Check out at Battle Creek, Michigan, one of these upcoming days. In a state that he won narrowly, he won by 9,000, 10,000 votes. And he'll probably draw 50,000 people. I want you to think about that. Drawing 50,000 people, both inside and outside. Does that seem like a president who's going to get impeached? In fact, I was reading this article on Vox, Vox.com, not exactly a right-wing publication. But there was a really interesting quote in this article that said, President Trump's rallies are a political phenomenon. And it mentioned, I thought, one of the most insightful articles from this. The 18th is this rally. And they said, look, and this was a liberal writer, by the way, on Vox, because they don't have conservative writers on Vox. They got Ezra Klein, who's very far left. He's a Marxist, basically. But they had, in this article, Vox.com, they said, Barack Obama drew big crowds for his inauguration, for his acceptance, but he didn't draw crowds like this regularly. He just didn't. Like, a big crowd for Obama would be like 5,000 people. And we treated these rallies like they were unbelievable. And Trump does this like it's nothing. It's unbelievable. This is a very big deal because if you think about it, if you're willing to go wait in line as long as these people, there's a committed base behind President Trump, the likes of which we've never seen. And in a total boomerang effect, the more the left goes after President Trump, the more the left tries to remove him, the stronger his base becomes. So for those of you out there that are like, I don't really know what to make of this impeachment stuff, let not your hearts be troubled. This president grows in commitment to his country, and he only grows stronger the more they try to attack him. So in other news, the House passes a budget deal that is expected to make its way to President Trump's desk. This is from the New York Times, with direct quote, with government funding set to run out this weekend, congressional leaders agreed on a voluminous, that's quite a word. I challenge you to use voluminous in a sentence in the next couple days. Voluminous. $1.3 trillion spending bill on Wednesday that would beef up domestic and military programs and keep the government open through September. So, look, I'm just going to tell you something that is kind of one of my biggest points of concern, pet peeve. I don't like when people equate the amount of money being spent on something as if efficacy. So I don't like when politicians say, well, we have record amounts of spending that we're putting forth on defense. Well, that doesn't mean you're getting more for that money. President Trump, you know, we were at a function the other night, and President Trump had this amazing speech where he was talking about the incompetency and the inefficiency of the aircraft carriers. And the aircraft carriers, President Trump did an unbelievable job of this And I hope I'm not breaching any confidentiality. I don't think I am, because this is just, it's him at his best. And I'm going to talk in broad terms. And our team here is nodding their head. The people that were there, they're very supportive of me talking about this. But President Trump talked about how they used to have, I'm going to do my best to recount the story, but they used to have the way that you would launch the planes off an aircraft carrier. They used to do it through a pressurized system. Essentially, they would used to do it through steam. Used to do it through a steam elevator, basically. And if you look at an aircraft carrier, we have, how many aircraft carriers do we probably have? 12 of them, right? And an aircraft carrier is a feat of mechanical and industrial accomplishment that most countries don't have any aircraft carriers. And so they would have hundreds of planes underneath in these aircraft carriers. And by the way, the specificity, I got to give the president such compliment here. The specificity, he went on for like 20 minutes at this function about the specificity of these aircraft carriers, about how screwed up the new aircraft carrier was because of the military that had unlimited budgets and they were trying to get cute with things. And essentially, they said they used to use the elevator with pressure, steam pressure, and now they had electromagnetic, essentially with magnets. And they weren't working and they couldn't fix it. We have 19 aircraft carriers. 19, that's a lot, by the way. One aircraft carrier can change the face of a war. Because you think about it, you could bring an aircraft carrier into a harbor, and you can completely and totally change the entire dynamics of the presence of ground occupation and assistance and all sorts of different things. So the new elevators they have, President Trump said they spent something like $800 million on this new elevator that basically uses magnets to get the planes up from the aircraft carrier to launch them, right? So you got like 200 planes underneath one of these aircraft carriers, and it doesn't work. No one knows how to fix it. So President Trump tells this amazing story where he goes and looks at one of these new aircraft carriers, and he's supposed to go through the chain of command, and he says, no, I want to talk to the actual guys that are launching the planes, like an unbelievably great businessman leader. This is the businessman who used to walk job sites, who used to talk to carpenters, used to talk to plumbers, who used to talk to the HVAC guys. Said, no, I want to talk to the guys that are actually launching these planes. By the way, this story resonated with me more so than this. This gave me so much unbelievable respect for this president, because he was able to say with such great detail exactly where everything was, how much stuff cost. So he wanted to talk to the sailors in the Navy that are launching these planes up, and they basically had nothing but negative things to say about this ridiculously expensive, elaborate new technology. Now, look, I will give the president credit that there was a lot of depletion of our military. But when Congress says, oh, we spent record amounts of money, therefore it's an accomplishment, it isn't. And the president realizes this. And the president is tired of us spending billions and billions of dollars on garbage and stuff we should not be spending money on. So $738 billion for the military. This other part of the budget that was spent, $632 billion for non-defense departments, includes a reiteration of the $1.37 billion in border wall spending. That's good, right? That's going to help build the wall, but you'll get to some garbage in this budget very soon. But the president wants $8.6 billion. Well, I could tell you where we can find about $4 billion of that in just a minute, because it's so important. The legislation also allows the White House to continue redesignated government funds for the wall, but it's not that easy, but it's something, right? We can continue to build the wall, and our great friend Jared Kushner, who we truly appreciate, is now in charge of that. And guess what? One thing you got to know about Jared Kushner gets stuff done. If Jared's in charge of something, it's going to get done. If Jared is in charge of a project, you could put your bets that it's going to get done. I've got to know Jared rather well. I've spent time with him and his team. They're phenomenal. They're off the charts. They do such a great job. I can't say enough good stuff about Jared Kushner and the impact that he's having on our country. I mean, whether it be prison reform, USMCA, First Step Act, opportunity zones, getting the Olympics and the World Cup, those are just some of the things that are in his portfolio. His team is undefeated, and now that they're in charge of the wall, I could tell you they're going to do a great job. Not to mention, Jared has been instrumental in a lot of the political strategy, in the tax cut, in the deregulation of our economy, Ivanka, with job training, paid family leave, and now we'll get to paid family leave because, look, I'm not a big government guy. I'm not a guy that wants big social programs, but the way they've designed paid family leave, and I went to Ivanka's summit last week, and I got to tell you, she does an unbelievable job for our country. Ivanka gets no credit for how hard she works and the results that she has delivered for America. And basically, Ivanka really threaded the needle, because I'm a type of guy that really does not want huge government spending and us to go in the deficit. So here's how the new paid family leave that I think it's part of this bill, too. I think it is part of this bill. Yeah, it is. With Ivanka, here's how it works. Instead of a new government program, we're all paying into Social Security, right? We're all paying into Social Security. Ivanka says, okay, here's what you could do. If you have a newborn, you can take the Social Security benefits that you otherwise would be taking 40 years from now and use them right now. And then you have other options to pay them back in the future, or you could decide to forego those benefits. Perfect idea. In fact, I think that's way, Social Security might not be there for you in 40 years. And if we stand for families, if we stand for strong communities, then we should supporting families, right? Young mothers. And for Republicans to get this done, let's just talk politically, it's a huge win. I'm very supportive of what Ivanka's doing because I'm a type of guy, by the way, the left, they think it doesn't go far enough. Oh, you can't dip into Social Security. Wait, why not? It's 40 years from now. Do you not trust individuals to make decisions as they see fit? If they can afford their own paid family leave, then they don't have to dip into it. This will make communities stronger. This will make mothers more likely to be with their newborns. And studies show when mothers are with their newborns, they're less likely to get into gang violence, less likely to get into drugs and opioids long term, less likely to go into depression. The mothers become better employees. They become better workers. People become happier and communities flourish and thrive. These are all conservative values, by the way, and makes you less likely to go on government programs, less likely to go on food stamps, less likely to go on all these sorts of different things. And Ivanka has done a brilliant job because it would have been very easy to say, well, let's just pass another government spending bill. This adds $0 of new government spending. Instead, let's say you're listening to this and you've paid all this money into Social Security up till 30. And you're like, oh, I don't know if I've paid money to Social Security. Well, if you've paid FICA, which is that money that evaporates on your paycheck all the time, guess what? If you have a kid when you're 26, let's just say you're 26 and you've had a job since you were 18, you've paid for 8 years into this FICA fund. You now basically can say, okay, I want that money back so I could take 8 weeks so I could be with my newborn. This is a conservative proposal. No new government spending, no new money added to the deficit, and this is part of this new omnibus bill, which I'm totally in support of. Thank you, Ivanka Trump, for your leadership. And again, that Ivanka Jared team and Avi and Cassidy and the great people there, they do such a great job for our country, and they get no credit for it. They get no credit. And the media is so unbelievably unfair. And I just have to say, I'm very supportive of the work that they're doing, and I think more people need to be aware of that great work. Look, we all know mental health is a big part of self-care, but changing mental habits is easier said than done. Ever let a great idea or a big goal fall by the wayside? That's why support and accountability are so important. It's not always easy to confide in family and friends, and the best advice usually comes from people who are totally unbiased. This is a really cool product. I got to tell you, this is really interesting, and it's unique. So hang tight. It's very unique. It's called Talkspace. And it's online therapy that gives you convenient and affordable ways to improve your mental health. And look, it's a stressful world out there. You got bills to pay. You got family members you might not want to see. And sometimes you need an expert to talk to and you just don't know where to start. Talkspace pairs you with one of 5,000 plus licensed therapists based on your needs and preferences. Connect with your therapist via text, audio, picture, or video message the same day you match. Your therapist will message you daily. 5 days a week, no office trips or appointments to schedule. And so basically, it's affordable. Talkspace gives you a month of anytime access for the price of one in-person therapy session. They have expertise. So look, you might be dealing with substance abuse, depression, anxiety, relationships, food or eating issues. All things are totally understandable, and they have experts to help you deal with these things. And it's clinically proven. In one academic study, Talkspace users reported a 50% drop in anxiety after 3 months. I'm totally in support of this because I know people that deal with a lot of these problems. And so we all need help navigating life's ups and downs. Talkspace offers the support you need at an affordable price. My listeners can get $100 off their first month by using the code CHARLIE, C-H-A-R-L-I-E, at Talkspace.com. Talkspace encrypts and protects your information using bank-level security technology, so it's totally secure. And it's private, confidential support of a dedicated therapist. By law, it's private from the private security of your device anywhere at any time. So you match with a therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy at Talkspace.com or download the app. Make sure you use that code CHARLIE. Get $100 off your first month. That's Talkspace.com. Use that code CHARLIE. So credit to Ivanka Trump. Our team totally agrees here that we got to get on the right side of these conservative issues without expanding government. And you can use your own money. So basically, it's a tax cut for mothers. That's a good way to look at it, actually. It's a tax refund. You get your money back so that you can raise your child. I love it. I think it's terrific. Thank you, Ivanka, for the leadership on it. There are some not-so-good things in the spending bill, though. And I'm going to get a little bit heated here. So, you know, I got a review. And by the way, if you guys want to leave a review or leave a feedback, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. They said, Charlie, I love your show. I love when you get passionate. They said, but there's such variance in your volume on these shows. And it's because some things I get more passionate about than others. So here's something I'm going to get pretty passionate about. I think that's true. You've been warned. The spending bill also allocates $4.1 billion in funding to the Afghanistan Security Forces Fund. While President Trump requested $5 billion for the border wall, a completely reasonable request where he only got $1.4 billion, where can we make up that rest of the money? Well, why on earth are we spending $4.1 billion to Afghanistan for their security force? The Afghan war should be ended immediately, and we should be spending no more money. We are $22 trillion in debt. We have lost thousands and thousands of American lives and citizens. We have tens of thousands of people dealing with PTSD. It is a war that we cannot win. And guess what? The documents that have been shown show that we cannot win the Afghan war. China, 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 China is the threat, not Afghanistan. I want $4.1 billion to maybe, I don't know, prevent China from ripping up our country. That would be a great amount of money. But even more than that, how about that we have people not border crossing and illegal line cutting into our country so we could build a border wall? Do you know 95% of all border agents support the construction of a border wall? And yet we can't get the money to build a wall on our southern border, but we have the money to send it to Afghanistan to continue a failing war. And it's not failing because of our brave veterans and our brave soldiers. It's failing because it's a war that cannot be won. By the way, they've been known to shoot and kill members of the United States military. Let's just say that, okay? The military, in fact, had reduced the amount of face-to-face training between U.S. forces and Afghan forces after three incidents occurred in 1 week. So we're funding them so they could shoot us. We're giving them money so they can shoot our boys and girls from Florida, Texas, Minnesota, Massachusetts, California. You get the point. But if you want to know what's really ridiculous, you need to look at some of the items included in Senator Rand Paul's annual waste report. Let's play some tape, actually, of Senator Rand Paul first from previous episode of the Charlie Kirk Show when he was at our Turning Point USA Teenage Student Action Summit where he talks about Afghanistan's waste. Play tape.
There's another example from Afghanistan. They wanted to build a gas station for the Afghans. See, it's not about war. It's about building stuff for them. So, but because we're going green in the military, it's a natural gas station. How many people have a car in the audience that runs on natural gas? Nobody in America has a car that runs on natural gas. They're extraordinary if they exist. Nobody in Afghanistan even has a car. The average income is $800 a year. So nobody's got a car. They're burning campfires, all right? And so we built them a natural gas station. They had no cars, so we bought them some cars. We bought them 24 cars that run on natural gas, but they had no money, so we gave them a credit card to get the gas. But the gas station was supposed to cost about $500,000. It ended up costing $45 million because the contractors were ripping us off. So I had two members of my staff that said they'd go to Afghanistan to look at some of this waste. They got over there, and after 19 years, you can't drive in a car anywhere. You have to go by helicopter with Marines to protect you, even within the city of Kabul, the capital. So the gas station was out in the country, and they said, can we see it to see if it is functioning? What's a $45 million natural gas station doing? And they said, well, we just can't take the risk to go out there. It's not worth Americans dying to show you this gas station. So it's like we spent $45 million in an area of the country we can't even visit. See, this is crazy. No kids should be sent over to Afghanistan when there is no reason for the war anymore. We're building them gas stations and roads.
So Senator Rand Paul releases these seasonal assessments of what the government is spending your taxpayer dollars on. Let me tell you, it's ridiculous. Here are just some of the most shocking, appalling, and unbelievable wasteful ways DC spends your money. Not only are we funding the Afghan security forces, we've been funding debate and model United Nations competitions in Afghanistan for $300,000. We've spent $708,000 to study the effects of zebra fish hooked on nicotine. We have spent $84,000 to buy a statue from Bob Dylan to give it to the country of Mozambique. How is that even negotiated? I have a statue I'd like to sell the government for $84,000. That's significantly more than the average salary of most Americans. So let me get this straight. We got black kids that can't read in Baltimore, but we're buying statues from Bob Dylan for $84,000 and sending it to Mozambique. Let's just take that isolated example of $84,000. What if that $84,000 was just sent to one family that needed help sending their kids to Catholic parochial school? Do you think that would have had a bigger impact than a statue from Bob Dylan to give to the country of Mozambique? I can't even believe this. $16 million on improving education for kids in Afghanistan. Meanwhile, black kids can't read in Baltimore. We also spent $22 million to bring Serbian cheese up to international standards. $22 million. Meanwhile, six Baltimore City schools, five high schools, and one middle school were found not to have a single student who scored proficient in math or reading. So we are spending $4.1 billion so that the Afghan security forces who shoot our own soldiers can have unlimited amounts of money. In fact, let's play tape from that previous episode of The Charlie Kirk Show where I kind of rant and rave about some of the document tranche because it was so good. They got such a good response from people where they said they couldn't even find places to spend the money. Let's play tape, previous episode of The Charlie Kirk Show, give you a little teaser. By the way, make sure you are subscribed. Type in Charlie Kirk Show. Download all the episodes you can. This is a previous episode. Play tape. One unidentified contractor told government interviewers he was expected to dole out $3 million a day in Afghan districts roughly the size of a U.S. county. So let me get this straight. We're giving out $3 million a day, okay? We're giving out $3 million a day in Afghanistan while people are addicted to methadone in Bangor, Maine. And people can't read in Baltimore, Maryland. And people can't go to good schools in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And we're dishing out $3 million a day does not make America more competitive or stronger in any way, shape, or form. He once asked a visiting congressman whether the lawmaker could responsibly spend that kind of money back home. He said, hell no. Well, sir, that's what you just obligated us to spend, and I'm doing it for communities that live in mud huts with no windows. Somebody got really rich off of this, folks, and it's been covered up by our own government. We can't even find enough places to spend money in Afghanistan. And in a city of over 700,000 people in Baltimore, and an estimated 200,000 adults were considered functionally illiterate. Functionally illiterate. And yet we're sending money overseas and we're $22 trillion in debt. This is a disgrace, folks. This is the DC cartel that President Trump is trying to disrupt at every single turn. And I'm very, very upset that we have not taken a stronger stance as a party. President Trump is fighting every single day to fix this. But as a party, it's very disappointing. And there's another point I want to make about that. But first, Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, all completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch free. Pluto TV is easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. What are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. You can download Pluto TV for free and all of your favorite devices today, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, Smart TVs, PlayStation, and anywhere else you stream. Pluto TV, great service. So a little breaking news, FISA, the FISA court, and if you guys know what the FISA court is, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, they issued a press release. Is that what they do now? I mean, a secret court is issuing a press release. I've never seen this before. Basically, they said that they are very upset, right? They're very upset at the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and that they were lied to. So just so you understand what happened here is the Obama administration spied on the Donald Trump campaign via Carter Page and have gotten away with it. And by the way, we have texts from Peter Strzok who said, POTUS wants to know what we're doing. The operation is being run out of the White House. Why does no one bring that up anymore, by the way? Why does no one bring up the actual text messages from Peter Strzok and from Lisa Page? This is what the FISA judge said, quote, the frequency with which representations made by the FBI personnel turned out to be unsupported or contradicted by information in their possession with which they withheld information detrimental to their case calls into question whether information contained in other FBI applications is reliable, Judge Collier wrote from the FISA judge. So now we know who the judge is. Is that right? Well, we should call that judge to testify. The Republicans in the Senate should make this judge. By the way, if the Republicans did this, this judge would be over every cable television network ever and would have to testify, would have to be under oath and all these sorts of different things. This is a developing story, I think that's fair to say, and we're going to be keeping a very close eye on it. The FISA abuse is one of the big reasons we even had the Russia investigation in the first place. It's so beyond disappointing that we have not been able to get to the bottom of this, honestly, and seeing what Obama's involvement was and the Obama administration was. The FISA court slamming the FBI over it is so rare. I just want to say this is a rare public order. I'm reading from FoxNews.com right now. We love Fox News. They do great work, and they're very good to us. And they say that this is unprecedented. That's the word. That's basically, it's totally and completely unprecedented. And this is something that I think that it just should be really disappointing for our country that it's gotten this far. It's something that I think that we have to take a very close look at. And by the way, why do we even have these FISA courts? Why can't you just go to a regular judge and get a warrant the same way the FBI does through other surveillance operations? The whole FISA system really bothers me. It's something that could be widely abused, and it's something that I think that we have not had enough attention to. Carter Page was on TV recently. I want you to hear some of his thoughts. He talked about this. He talked about being spied on. Let's play tape at Carter Page.
This attack, in terms of the civil rights abuses against myself, was not an attack on me. They were really trying to get at President Trump, candidate Trump, and then President-elect Trump. You know, it's a way of infiltrating his campaign. So similarly, you know, again, I don't never view myself as a victim, but everyone on this panel or all the organizations on this panel were illegally surveilled. I think the first time I ever spoke or emailed with Chuck was in, he asked me questions in February of 2017, which was right after my first renewal. Had a few conversations with DeGeneva Toetzing, the top law firm, and Judicial Watch in terms of, you know, a few conversations as well. So we're really all victims in this.
Carter Page has had his life ruined. Carter Page has been spied on. Carter Page has had his life completely and totally uprooted. For what? Well, because the Obama administration spied on him because he spoke. He was a CIA asset. Brennan knew that, by the way. Clapper and Brennan knew that. They knew that he was not a Russian agent. And that's not talked about enough either. The fact that Brennan and Clapper knew that he was with the CIA, I mean, for goodness sake, Brennan ran the CIA. Brennan and Clapper ran the Director of National Intelligence. These guys are so dirty. And the fact they keep getting away with it is disappointing to me. So anyway, that transitions nicely. And for the Seinfeld fans out there, you guys are going to really get a kick out of this. So people are saying, Charlie, should there be a short trial or should there be a long trial? Because it looks as if the House of Representatives will impeach our terrific, great, stupendous, and successful President of the United States, President Donald Trump. Short trial or long trial? There's a lot of disagreement around all this. And people say, well, let's get it over with quickly. And I say, you know what? I hope that we, first of all, let's say we have 90 days, 100 days trial. I want this to be like the last episode of Seinfeld, where they bring in all the characters from every single, I want every Democrat that is breathing, that has done something wrong to a Republican, has not been held to justice, to come in front of the United States Senate. We got our opportunity right here, right now. Because guess what? They're calling law professors from random schools to say, and by the way, they perjured themselves. We broke that story. We broke that story on the Charlie Kirk show where that, I can't remember this guy's name. He says, well, I was an impeachment skeptic before the Ukrainian phone call. And it turned out he wasn't. So he, of course, was not go to jail for lying under Congress. Won't happen. I want Al Gore. I want John Kerry. I want Bruce and Nellie Orr. I want Brennan. I want Clapper. I want Rice. I want Lynch. I want Holder. I want Michelle Obama because she might have overheard stuff. I'm not kidding. I want them all. I want Barack Obama. I want Rahm Emanuel. I want Ezekiel Emanuel. I want Gruber, the guy that lied to us about healthcare. I want, who's the woman that, Lois Lerner. I want Lois Lerner. Somebody just wrote something, they said Jimmy Carter. Okay, I might draw the line with Jimmy Carter, okay? I don't think, you know what? Subpoena him, totally kidding. You can totally kidding. Jimmy Carter, you're exempt from this. He's actually a really nice guy. I don't think Jimmy Carter would have knowledge about Hunter Biden on Burisma, but you never know. This is the type of garbage they've been putting us through. I want Bill Clinton. Seriously, I want Bill Clinton. I want Hillary Clinton. I want the Podesta brothers. I want everything. Because they have done such damage to our country and they've never been held accountable. And the Republicans in the Senate better wake up to the fact that the American people are sick and tired of Democrats being able to commit crimes, use the instruments of power the way they see fit without being held accountable. I think that the trial should be Democrats on trial for the destruction of America. Forget this Donald Trump stuff. They run the Senate. Say, okay, you guys have these impeachment articles? Very well. We now are announcing 625,000 witnesses. We're going to depose all of you, and we are going to get to the bottom of the damage you've done to America. Fast and furious. FISA abuse. Targeting of IRS, targeting of conservative groups at the IRS. The unwarranted auditing of all of them. The weaponization of the Department of Justice. The deep state activity against President Trump. Hey, how about this? Let's just, you know, all that aside, why don't the Republicans in the Senate use depositional authority to find out who wrote the anonymous book? They could do that. They could use depositional authority to find out who the leaker is, hold him criminally or her criminally accountable, and put that individual in prison. Quickly. Right? That would be a good use of depositional power. In fact, I completely and totally support that. The point is this, is that there's an opportunity right now for Republicans to punch back against the Democrats and the damage they've done to our country. I understand the temptation to dismiss this quickly, but they're in total control of this trial. The Republicans have a 53-seat majority. And, you know, there will be senators that are at risk and are saying, oh, well, let's keep this quick. Let's get back to the voters. Focus on the economy. Focus on judges. I get that. But I'm telling you right now, these Democrats will never be held accountable. And at least hold them accountable in the court of public opinion. You know what I want to see? I'm not a fan of everything Mitch McConnell does. I don't like the deficits we've been posting. Don't always agree with him foreign policy. Love what he's doing at judges. Love what he's doing at judges. Love Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, 150 circuit court judges. He's actually been growing on me in some ways. I never thought I'd say that, Mitch McConnell growing on me. The left is an unpredictable being. The fact that they're able to get me to grow an appreciation for Mitch McConnell is a really great thing. But I want to see Mitch McConnell go up there, go up and say, Democrats, since we're talking about phone calls, we would like to subpoena and put under deposition and do a full investigation into the origins of why we sent $1 billion in cash to the evil Iranian regime. That's a real scandal, by the way. The fact that we sent $1 billion to evil Iran, the evil Iranian mullahs, these guys hate America. If you're listening to this podcast and you love liberty, they hate you. This number one state sponsor of terror, they're trying to get nuclear weapons. And what does Barack Obama do? Creates this unbelievably dangerous nuclear deal that Chuck Schumer, by the way, voted against. That's how bad it was. It was kind of a show vote, but that's beside, he traded votes. And Barack Obama sends $1 billion in cash to Iran with $150 billion in sanction relief. I want to get to the bottom of that. And so, look, the counter argument is, well, Charlie, you're kind of going back in time. You're doing all these sorts of things. Wait a second. I thought justice is supposed to be blind. I thought if the Democrats are holding the president to this kind of standard and they want to act as if they are morally perfect, that they've never done anything wrong and that they're totally and completely untouchable. Hold on a second. As Lee Corso says, who I love, go Ducks. Not so fast, my friend. Not so fast, my friend. You guys have done such damage to our country. You guys have used the instruments of power against people you disagree with. Meanwhile, Roger Stone is going to prison very soon. Paul Manafort is still in prison. The hero, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, is on the precipice of getting sentenced, I think on January 28th. Horrible. And meanwhile, all of the Democrat cronies are walking free. How about this? Why don't we try to subpoena James Comey? James Comey, who now says he was wrong about the FISA application. Andrew McCabe. There's been a criminal referral for Andrew McCabe for quite some time now. All of our trust in that investigation now rests in Durham. So I want that Seinfeld-style trial of the last episode where they bring in all the characters from all the different episodes and you make it a big parade and you go one after the other. The likelihood of that happening, probably really low, because they don't want the politics of it. They're afraid the media will turn against them. But by the way, if it gets negative, you could end it any single time. Like, the trial's not going to get out of control. You are the majority. You could do whatever you want. You can run it however you want. Use it as an opportunity to use your depositional authority to get these people under oath. I want to hear the phone call that Barack Obama made to the Iranian mullahs, the evil Iranian mullahs, when he sent them $150 billion in sanction relief. I want to know the logistics. Can someone explain this to me? I want to know the logistics of the chain of command of how you get the treasury bills, which are otherwise known as $100 bills, into a vehicle driven to a private jet in the middle of the night and loading up that private jet and sending that jet to Iran. By the way, I'm not making any of this up. This is totally factual. They loaded up a private jet in the middle of the night and sent it to Iran so they could do what? They could launch more missiles at Israel and American proxies. It's disgusting. This impeachment battle is only going to heat up. The trial will happen. I hope they depose Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Jill Biden, Barack Obama, all of them. They've gone after President Trump's family with reckless abandon. It's time we start to investigate the crimes they've actually done against our country. Well, we're here in South Florida, everybody, for our Turning Point USA Student Action Summit, as I mentioned earlier. If you guys want to get involved with Turning Point USA, you can go to tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. Start a chapter, attend an event, get engaged or involved. We are the fastest growing, most powerful student organization in the country, fighting for free markets, limited government, American exceptionalism, where it matters most, on high school and college campuses across the country. TPUSA.com is your starting point to get engaged, get involved in the fight for freedom and liberty. Make sure right now, type in Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast provider. Make sure you are subscribed. Give us those 5-star ratings and email us at freedom@charliekirk.com. freedom@charliekirk.com. It's going to be a busy news time. We got some amazing stuff coming up for you guys. Very soon we'll have some best of 2019 of the Charlie Kirk Show coming up before the end of the year, and we're really going to keep on growing. We are the fastest growing conservative podcast in the country. And so if you guys want to help us keep being that way, go to your liberal friend right now, take their phone, type in Charlie Kirk Show, and press subscribe. And when you press subscribe, somewhere people who believe in freedom will be happier. You know what the left does not want you to do? They don't want you to subscribe to our podcast. So that's exactly why you should. Type in Charlie Kirk Show, press subscribe, leave us a 5-star review. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Charlie Kirk Show. Till next time, this is your home of conservative, libertarian, rational thinking. Thanks so much, and have a merry, merry Christmas.
During the season of giving, we'd like to offer you a little something special, and all we're asking in return is a few moments of your time. We need you to complete a short survey because your opinion matters to us and helps support the show. It'll only take a couple of minutes, and if you're one of the first people to do it, we'll give you a reward in return. Just go to podcastone.study, and everything will be right there for you. That's podcastone.study. The first 150 people to complete the survey will get a $10 gift card to amazon.com. All of our shows are supported by advertisers, so filling this out will really help us. So please go to podcastone.study, and as always, thank you for supporting the show. And happy holidays from all of us at Podcast One.